If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by the Palladio Door Collection. They manufacture beautiful composite external doors, and they're so confident about their superior manufacturing that they offer a 12-year guarantee. Their doors won't ever fade as they're not painted, they're perfect for all weathers, and won't crack or rust. They're also very energy efficient, so expect lower bills this winter. They're so fantastic that our very own Kieran has his own front door by the Palladio Door Collection, and his mum as well. Check them out at thepalladiodoorcollection.com.
I'm hunching, and on the videos I'm actually noticing I'm hunching. Can you rise me up, will you?
So I can stand on a mount.
Yeah, because I found in the video as well last night, or last week, for the, yeah, now we have it for, yeah. Look, Jordan, I'm twisting his neck, trying to
stop Diesel. Off.
No.
Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
And we are the
Two Culchies.
Yahoo.
Alan, you're very serious there, the way you come in, like, welcome to the Two Culchies.
Well, I'm trying to get on radio here, Kieran, aren't I?
Oh, God. Look, you're not on it yet, Alan.
No, I'm not.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Listen to us every week for the Culchie Crack. We'll have a guest or two on, and
they're brilliant guests we've lined up. Absolutely brilliant guests. And Shalok, what more would you want with the two of us? And
we're raw as ropes, but we're pure ropes.
Hopefully we'll be in your ears when you're out walking, bouncing, doing whatever you're doing.
Doing the couch to 5K.
Yeah.
Make sure to share as well. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Share. We're back. What episode are we on?
This is episode number Ivra Cahar.
Four. Four. Not great, Gerald Irish Challenge. But come here, we'd like to be back. Fourth episode of season two. Thanks a million for listening so far. We're getting great response. You're absolutely loving it. So we have an amazing guest this evening.
Absolutely. And look, very a fellow excited. Leash woman like myself. Your we've man. Got Mary Claire, or as she goes on Instagram, McLove Laughs.
MC loves to laugh. Lots of people think
MC it's, yeah. loves to laugh. But,
like, yeah, because I think a lot of people think it's like an Irish surname. Yeah. So you know,
McLove.
John, yeah, Johnny McLove up the road.
What was the man the big from field? Father Ted? McLove.
McLove. No, McLovin is from Superbad.
McDonald's, isn't it?
Yeah.
McLovin.
No, he's McLove, isn't he? Yeah. No, Willie.
But see,
I've no Willie.
Yeah, that was God, him. Owen McLove. You're right. Yeah.
It's your relation to his.
Oh yeah, sure.
Second cousin, first removed.
Up in Monaghan. Yeah. But no, my username. It's like I call it my Bebo Stunner username because I've had that since I was 13.
That's a good one, though. It is a good.
It's
one.
It's not though, because I just because I'm dyslexic as well. So I'm only kind of emphasizing that by spelling love as L-U-V-S. So it's like, but I had it when I was 13. I set up a Bebo account. And I set up a YouTube account when I was 13 to look at British vloggers who had big fringes to swoon over.
Oh, you had the want early, so.
Yeah, and so I had the the username MC Loves to Laugh, and then I just always had it. But so now here I am in my late 20s spelling.
Do you know what I absolutely love straight off about this podcast? That's the quietest we've been in the four episodes.
I know, yeah.
You've got the most in your well able to talk.
Sorry, I know. I know, no, I love it. My own
voice. I love it.
We're just, no, we're just giving our guests the platform, the space to breathe. I can't believe you didn't jump over.
No, I
because you love interrupting.
I was actually enjoying the silence of not hearing your voice, Alan, I had for 5 minutes.
I had a follower.
Me and Alan love each other, really.
I had a follower message me today, and she goes, "You have the patience of a saint." And I
you
said,
do.
"Why?"
What's your name?
The amount just of like times, I don't know. She follows you for the amount of times that Egypt interrupts you.
Oh, that's yeah. Probably our friend, is it? What's
no, your name? No, not
she's
that.
She's another one now. It's great.
Oh, I wonder who that is. She's yeah.
It's his mother.
But no, thanks so much for having me on. I love the podcast, and as I said, love Leash. So any excuse to talk about the best county in Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now, lads. Seriously, the best county. Look, the best thing to do.
I'll say this here now. I'm well aware there's a pecking order in counties in Ireland. Yeah, there's a ladder, and I'm aware that we're not high on that ladder. I think we should be, but I'm aware that.
Yeah.
But I'm also aware that often you're underneath
you
us as well.
Probably the prison that brings you down, though.
No, that's a big employment.
But the thing is, I think we're on the higher end of the lower end.
Yes.
So we're the best of a bad lot. I mean, we have Electric Picnic.
And the ploughing.
Yeah. And the ploughing.
Yeah. Well.
And we have the Strad Valley Steam Rally.
And we've more of the Sleeve Blooms than Offaly have.
Recently.
Yeah.
And
awfully it'd be under us in the ladder. You'd also have
it would, come here. We'd sleep Blue Mountains. They've got a whole new cycling track and everything.
We've more of them.
We have less beach than everyone else who doesn't have a beach, because Leash is the most inland county in Ireland. Which somebody disputed recently on a video of mine, which I took a lot of
did they try
umbrage.
And say Kilkenny had a bit of coastline?
They tried to say Kilkenny had a bit of coastline, and I was like, no, it touches the river exactly that goes and turns into the sea.
We've two of the three sisters, the Nor and the Barrow, from the Nor, the Barrow, and the Shore.
Here, do you know what, lads? We'll do a poll there now, so we will at least during the week, I tell you.
And do you know what? Blue and white is the most popular county combination of colours.
Is that the colour of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Winnicon, Kiavan.
Terriers, they're blue and white.
But that's not a county though.
It's funny, their t-shirts are blue and white if Leash is blue and white.
Yeah, but you're like, that's a county.
There's a place in Leash called Camrose that has the Kilkenny colours.
Actually, they call it Cumrose as well.
I think we should all like get a cucumber or something and hold it to clock. You keep talking.
As my father would say, cucumber.
I actually text Alan before. I rang Alan before I came here this evening, and I was like, have I to bring anything? Because usually he says, and I was like, he's like, oh, bring the Coke Zero. I said, grand, no bothers at all. And I got off the phone from him, and I texted him, I was like, you sound really different.
I was in better form because it was like a briar the last
that.
2 weeks.
Took the fourth episode into getting a good form. It's when he did, and I come up in bad form.
Did you come in like a black cloud?
Oh, I did. There's a car out there, lads, and I swear to God, I'd bring it up the mountain and burn it out by to claim it under insurance. It's absolutely boiling me tits with that start-stop button. Volkswagen is shit customer service afterwards, so it is. It's really, really bad. Can't get the start-stop button. Has to come from Ukraine. I'm sitting in a car park, literally hopping up and down in the seat trying to start the button, and then you have to lock it manually, and then it doesn't open certain doors, and like it was raining just then, and I was trying to get into the car with the kids, and like, oh, I was just...
Now you even know you went on a bit there, didn't you?
Oh Lord, tell me, son. Oh Lord, son.
We're actually all from like, so you're from Rathdowney and Leash.
I am indeed.
Oh my God, remember Rathdowney Shopping Centre?
I do.
That outlet.
Was shopping centre.
Well, do you know what? It was called The Outlet, then it was called Brand Central.
Okay.
Which is an ironic name for it, because I don't think any brand's really centralised in it. But
Carphone Warehouse did for a while.
Nike.
My dad actually got a Manny Nokia phone in there. He was delighted with himself. But now it's gone, and they've shut half of it down. They're turning it into one of those technology hubs, and the other half is a Mr. Price.
Oh,
so Price is going up everywhere.
Oh, shit, they're everywhere, yeah.
But they're going to be like Boots. See, I seen the other today online, it was like the Boots is going to be closing in, or going to close in the next year over 300 stores.
Oh my gosh.
That's
we do
in
if we
the
want
UK,
to get
not in Ireland. We don't even have 300 stores in Ireland.
You'd be sure across the board, Alan.
No, in Ireland.
Across the border?
Not in Ireland.
No, that's UK.
Okay, so it's okay.
But yeah, besides the black about? Brand Central, we're still happening over in Rathdowney.
Big time. Rathdowney Earl.
Rathdowney Earl, yeah, exactly.
I actually remember one time I was going over to Rathdowney and my sister Sarah was driving. She's an Opel Corsa at the time, or a Jastra, remember them?
I do.
And she's an air freshener. Do you know one of those tree air fresheners? I remember me and Mammy were in the back of the car, and Sophie's got so sick from the smell of the air freshener. Every time we got to Rathdowney, I was like, I'm able to get out of the car to Quinnish Shop.
Now you associate Rathdowney with the smell of sick.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's it, yeah.
That's what we want to hear. That'll be great for Leash tourism now.
Come here, how was your week? Have you any news or scandal from the week, Alan?
I've nothing now at all. The week's only starting.
No, last week.
Oh, last week. No, I've nothing. Aunt Machie.
You.
Filming the show. I'm off this week. That's
that's how we managed to secure you.
Yeah. Oh God, booked and busy, guys. Make, what can I say? Yeah. But I'm doing the show with RT Junior at the moment. So every Monday I'm somewhere doing a bit of filming. So I'm off this week because the Scotland game is this weekend. So, but no, I'm doing that and doing a few bits and bobs. So yeah. But you know, it's grand. Just kept going. I think my mother doesn't think I have a job at all. I think she just thinks I do a select. She's a master of jack of all trades, a master of none. Yeah,
because you're flutering around.
But you're not flutering. People think that though. But you'd be flat out, like
a flat out. Yeah, flat out.
I killed a deer this week.
Oh,
I know.
Jeez, that's very different to my
week. I'm going to Africa on Saturday, and I drove into the doctor the other day. I was like clocked out 3:15. I was in the doctor for 3. Got me in 2 injections, one in each arm, 2 arms. I was dead, and me going out the road. It's going grand.
These are your travel vaccinations, like
and then basically. Deers jumped out in front of me and they got the van and everything in the cans. The van, Bluey's in the garage now getting fixed, and the poor deer never met it.
Oh my God. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
So what happened? Was the deer crossing the road and you just hit into it or what?
So basically, I think there was 2 of them and one got put away, and then like I braked and it just got the bumper. Like no lights or anything was broken. I had a picture of the van up on Insta, but but it's actually quite scary because you know in those moments you could just kind of swerve and be gone over the ditch and there's deer and gone blind.
And was like a stag with antlers, or was it?
No, it was a baby one.
Oh, God.
No.
You did a reverse Bambi.
But it wasn't my fault, like, you know.
No, I mean.
Do you feel guilty?
Oh, I felt so bad. But I actually did. As long as I was okay and got home to my kids. But like, I was like, I went back and I looked at it in the ditch and I was like, why did you jump out in front of me? But seemingly it's a road where the road's all happening. So I don't know.
Yeah, but that road shouldn't be there really, like, you know.
But sure, what you want to pick up the road and move it?
Well, no, like we should all just be roaming around
down.
Like the Celts
need
back in the
fence
day.
Down
like
along each side of it or something to stop them jumping out.
Yeah, but they need to cross as well. Like you can't keep the deers.
Do an underground thing that you do for cows now. Do you know, to build it under the bridge or they can walk under the bridge.
Oh, do they do that now?
They do, don't they?
Yeah, well, actually, there's a place near home, near Ballacolla, and there's farmers.
Ballacolla, huh?
That's the one. And they have these, there's a farmer and his field across the road. And every time we go by, it's unbelievable. When it's time for milking, they'll walk across the road. No one either side of them.
Oh, they know.
They know well. They know this is where I'm going to be milked, ladies. Off we go.
I love when I hear Ballacolla. I think up the hill and down the holla. That's the way to Ballacolla. Down the holla and up the hill. That's the way to Ballacolla.
I think this is going to be a bowel podcast, lad.
I love that.
I think it's going to be a bowel podcast.
Oh my God.
See,
my mother's side of the family, they're very, very funny, and they have a lot of weird sayings for things. So like if you did something, so if you didn't kill the deer and you managed to save its life, I would have said, well done, says old done, when young done was born. Did you ever hear that one?
Jeez, you're a culture.
Say that one again now, I like that.
Well done, says old done, when young done was born.
I'm gonna write that one down. It's like my father says as well. He says, I will in me hole, said the rat, in the inside looking out. Says that about Everton.
My mother says, I will in me holes is the rabbit.
Oh, is it the rabbit? It's a rat now, my father.
Oh, well, my mother's probably trying to be more dainty about it. But
or there's currants for cakes, but there's raisins for Everton. That's another one.
That's a great one. Oh, my God.
My father's deceased, unfortunately, so he doesn't say any of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, R.I.P.
Jesus Christ.
Lord have mercy on him. But Mammy did say a few things, so she does.
I just spill water myself. My mother would say, God bless him and save him for the kick of the mad duck, but sure, be late for that.
Well, come here, will you tell us a little bit?
Or another one, right, he said and he wrote.
Will you tell us a little bit about you and how you got going, how long you're on Insta or social media and all that kind of stuff? Stop laughing, Alan. Because we dove straight into having the crack and we didn't ask you your background. Like, so give us a little bit kind of on you and who you are.
Yeah, well, it all
Miriam
started.
Miriam O'Callaghan here, sorry.
Miriam!
Miriam on a gossie or something.
Jesus be God. Well, it all started at a Midlands General Hospital in Portlaoise. What year was it? I have a law degree, believe it or not. Yeah. So me and Miriam McCallan. but I have a law degree and I did that. I graduated at 21. I hadn't a clue what I wanted to do because I didn't like it. But I was very sensible and I said, if I finish it, I'll have a degree and
you'll have it. You fall back on it. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's so funny because my mother didn't want me to do law. At the year I did my leaving cert, they opened up a new acting course in Trinity called The Lear. Okay. And she was mad for me to go for it.
Oh, she
and
was, I, was
oh,
she?
She was, we literally had role reversal.
But you have it in yet. She obviously seen it.
Well, we used to do the Rath Downey pantomime. So my mother said, oh, you were great at the old pantomime, so therefore you can go and be an actress on, like, you know, I don't think there was any kind of...
Fair sissy there, yeah. How fancy.
You could have been in Kin or something. Mob wife.
Love Kin, love Kin.
Oh yeah, I'd be like, ah, well, how are you? What's the crack?
The country one. Good, is it? You'll take a few bags off, yeah. Won't you? Shifted a bit of weight.
But yeah, no, so I have that. I had the law degree, then took a year out and kind of I worked in Dublin Airport for a year.
Okay. Really? What were you doing there?
I worked in one of the Irish tourist shops selling Aran jumpers in the Moffat Crystal and had great crack. And that's where I got a lot of my content in the early days for TikTok. Okay. I used to do a lot of Irish American stuff, a lot of like working in Dublin Airport because I used to meet some of the characters. And anytime they'd come in and I'd be like selling leash to them as the tourist destinations, they'd be like, thank you so much. Like getting their Waterford Crystal. And I'd be like, oh, Jesus, no, you come back next time. I can't believe you haven't been to Leash. Like, that's actually been voted the best county in Ireland by the Irish Tourism Board. Like, oh my gosh, Leash. Like, I never even heard of it. I'm like, geez, that's, I can't believe you haven't heard of it. How does that one get you by, you know? It's like, so I had great crack working there. And then I went back and did a master's in multimedia then the year after. And then I started working as a video producer with a small production company. And then I was working at that for a couple of years. And then I was doing YouTube videos on the side, my own one. They're gone and scrubbed from the internet now.
Oh, why?
They were horrendous.
Oh, they're never gone. We'll dig them out. We'll dig them out now you've said it.
I've only one clip of, I think, left on an old Facebook page, but they were so bad. I was watching a lot of British vloggers at the time, yeah. And I was really into the whole Zoella era, and I was trying so hard to be one of them, and I was just not. Like, you know, when going to Penny's and buying a vest top is not the same as Zoella going to a big...
Were you going into the Penny's in Portlaoise as well, were you?
I was in Dublin at that point. Yeah. Oh, up the big smoke. So I did the YouTube thing for a while and then I never really got into it. And then that's how I got into kids telly, actually. So in 2019, a production company called Tailored Films were making a kids show called Ace My Space, and they saw me on YouTube and they asked me to come audition for it.
YouTube for kids is like bonkers. Insanely massive.
Do you know the one, Miss Rachel?
Or gone mad into it yet? No, I don't like to have Miss Rachel. they're mad into this thing at the minute where, like, not cutting you off, they're into this thing at the minute where they're like... Do you know, Teddy's mad into Toy Story, but like one of the YouTubers could buy, like, say, 10 different Toy Story things, and then he unboxes them and shows them, and, like, do you know, doing lads, they're making bank
because the watch time of those videos, they're going on and on.
Yeah, honest, it's me to do, and then in the bed last week, she's like, "Can you use Duke not do that?" Like, they're literally just opening the box, like, and going, "Oh my god, this is amazing!" Like, you know,
there's a girl on the news like last year, and she's only about 7, and she's a multimillionaire from just doing toy videos. It's just like crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should.
But she's same as that woman to Bo. Remember her hair? What was her name?
Oh, Jojo Siwa.
The one from Ballymore. Yeah.
No,
what's that one?
Jojo.
Jojo Siwa.
I thought you were on about...
She's American, man, isn't she?
Ballymore. But come here, anyway. So 2019,
shut up, Alan. 2019, you started working on that Ace thing.
Ace My Space, yeah. So I did the kids show, did 2 seasons of that. And then, after the first season, COVID hit. So then I started doing a show called Martin Shed during the pandemic. Was attached to the homeschool hub. Mm. And I did that. It was great. Then, I didn't know, my arse and my elbow come 2021. Everything was still kind of up in the air. My show was on hiatus. So that's when I started doing TikTok. So I was like, firstly, I was like, I need to stay down with the kids, you know, because they're all on TikTok, you know. So that's when I started. And then I quickly realized nobody gave an SH1T, as my mother would say, about me being a kids presenter. So now I started doing sketches. And so I started doing that in like February 2021. And then I started posting some of them to Instagram. Mm. And then it kind of went from there. And I got very lucky. Like, and it's funny, it's kind of almost subverted now.
Oh, but don't say that. You didn't get lucky. You worked hard for it.
I did. I know. I did. I was belting out an awful lot of videos, an awful lot of shite, and an awful lot of nonsense. But I think it was the consistency.
You were funny, though, as well, because, like, a lot of people are baiting out videos more nearly and they won't go anywhere because they're shite.
Yeah.
You were funny.
I have this ongoing joke with my sister because she's... My sister's so funny, but the only difference is she's not an attention seeker. So she's...
Well, the three of us here.
So I'd be telling her...
Poor her glistening.
She asks me about stuff, I have this ongoing joke. I'm like, oh, Alice, it's just so tough at the top. Like, it's so hard being so funny. And then she'll bring me straight down to earth and be like, will you stop? You actually go and fuck yourself. But it's nice because you kind of... It's almost a joke of me trying, obviously, not to get notions. And then you definitely... And I have a family that'll definitely never let me get notions. But yeah, and now it's kind of subverted. So now social media is kind of main gig. And then I do the kind of presenting on the side. Good. And
I'm not stopping. No, you're
Carlo.
Shut up for a second.
Carlo College bringing in the social media course.
Oh my God, yeah. I know. Yeah. I know, yeah.
That's my old lecturer, Irene McCormack.
Huh?
That's my old lecturer, Irene. Yeah, I used to do the PR and communications and multimedia down in Carlow. Oh. Another tension seeker now, yeah. So, yeah, it's they're bringing it in. But it's like digital content creation.
It's just playing out with tension seeker.
Well, what would be your advice, Alan, to any budding social media stars going to Carlow IT?
Well, first of all, if you're wanting to, you need a bit of a personality because some people, they're a bit of a drip and there's nothing to them. Or some of them now, you'll notice this as well, and I'm not naming names or, and it's not anyone specific, off, but you go to events, you follow someone online and you think they're actually funny.
Yeah.
I think they're a gas and you go up to them and she's like talking to a fucking plank of wood. Yeah. Nothing out of them.
That was like when I met you.
I went down your throat. Like I was banging out the jokes.
She's down the throat. Leave us. The dog is nearly
a kids presenter. We're not talking like that. No,
because we met. No, I mean, we met at the charity.
My lovely horse.
Fashion show event. Yeah, that's
we were
right.
Models.
Mm. Models.
It's true though. Like there is people you can meet. Have I met one or two? I'd say there was probably one or two, I have met that I'm kind of like, oh God, they're not like at all what I expected. Actually, only recently I met someone, and I was kind of like...
Nothing out of them.
No.
Yeah. I do think that I was at an event on Sunday and I was very low energy. Like, and I'm usually all like, when I meet people. And I thought to myself when I went home, I was very kind of low key, which is, I've never said that in my life because I'm very high key, I suppose. Mm. The opposite of low key. And I thought to myself, Jesus, if anyone met me today, they'd probably get a different perception of me because I was very like, hello, how are you?
Do you low key though? Is still kind of be serving high energy versus someone else.
Maybe so, but I do think sometimes it's when you're trying to be on.
You have to be switched on, like when you're.
Yeah, I know. Cause it also didn't help. I was out the night before, but that's neither here nor
there. I'd have it out. If I'm feeling down, I just have a glass of wine and don't want to shut me up. Like,
red or white?
Oh, white.
Really, I'm a red. Oh, red would
make you low though. It does, make you have the wine teeth and the schlep on the couch.
Maybe I've had too many glasses of red wine. I feel like I'm getting hot flashes. Like the lips are purple and you'd be sweating.
Oh, I love
the rash should be rising on the chest, around your neck.
Love fight.
What was I saying?
Would you be like the way I am now? I'd rather go into a room of 20 people than a room with two.
Oh, same. Yeah.
I would be, like town jester kick in. I'd be flying around. But then the two, I'd feel more vulnerable or open or something.
Yeah, totally. I'm just like that.
And I think I'd nearly be the opposite in some sense. I think if you're in a room where like a few people start, even when I was doing my shows that last year, like we always kind of had like, say, brought in maybe 10 into the room or that before I went out to kind of get going, get the buzz and not to crack out in the hallway beforehand or something like that, just people messing, all that kind of stuff.
How do you find that actually? Because I'm only after venturing into the land of stand-up myself. How do you find the stage on the...
I suppose I must really stand up. Like, the pressure for stand-up, I don't think I'd be able for that, but I love it. Absolutely adore it. Because do you know what? Our tickets, like, now look, you got your meal, your goodie bag, a good night out, whatever, they were €75. But like, I always kind of felt it like I'd get the quiet bit of trolling, so I kind of felt if they were coming to the show and paying that much money and like traveling, paying accommodation,
you're feeding them and giving them a goodie bag,
getting money into their clothes, their hair, their makeup, everything,
like
kind of way, they're not going to do that if they don't like you, do you know that kind of way. So but the atmosphere in the rooms and those nights is just it's something else, like, you know, I'm sure you know it. You just feed off them.
But that's the thing of, like, I think that's why I was so nervous when I did stand up for the first time, because like that, I can talk nonsense to a room full of people and you know, be talking around. But then when your only job is to stand up and literally be funny and make people laugh, and you're on your own up there,
and no interaction,
no interaction.
You were doing that with the BBC, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did the BBC podcast myself and there was five other creators.
That feels good to say the BBC.
But so when I put it up the first time, putting the promo up, loads of people were like, "Oh, where can I watch it?" I was like, "Oh, it's a podcast, but it's BBC podcast." So do you know BBC?
when you were recording, was there an audience?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was kind of like it was 6-part episodes, but each of us got an episode each, and it was like the build up to it the weeks before, getting the feedback, getting the whole malarkey, and then it was the night of. So then the night of there was an audience there, but because I'm come from Laois and family are from Laois, friends, Laois, Dublin. It was only myself and Richard and two friends came up, and then it was people from around Belfast who had half the.
Oh, what's her name?
Danielle Walsh. Oh, I'm obsessed so with her. Let's have a taste. That's what we're drinking.
What you drinking? Oh, do you know her?
No.
Oh.
I'd have to follow that.
Oh, I'm not joking. I'm starstruck. And actually, Gareth, who was the producer, snapped me the moment I met her. And I was actually like, because she's so lovely and so funny. And and then I met Garen Noon as well, who's he blew up right after
Garen
the podcast.
Music.
He's really gone massive. Who? And Katie Hopkins now is a fan of him.
Katie Hopkins?
Yeah, did you see the video?
No.
Oh my God, he basically was like, I can't even repeat it, but she was basically like, oh, do you know that guy? And he's like, I'm delicious. And she did the worst Irish accent you can actually fathom. Think of a bad Irish accent and fucking triple it.
She's a Jared Butler and PS, I love you.
Worse.
Is she slaughtering him?
No, she loves him.
Okay.
So he, weird. So Garen came out into the video and he really? Basically said, I've made Katie Hopkins love fat people. I'm basically the bridge between Katie Hopkins. It was so
it's the kind
funny.
Of the dry has, male waste. Yes,
but yeah. She's after turning, people's opinions on her have completely
That's because everyone's
around.
Going right wing. Basically.
Yeah, true. Very true. But yeah.
She was ahead of her time.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
But didn't she like, not go on tangent now, but I think, didn't she get divorced and kids and like...
Which my favourite thing...
I think she's had a hard time the last few years.
My favourite little bit of knowledge about Katie is the fact that she gave out about people who have children's names named after places.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a daughter called India.
I know, yeah. That's
clip, that was different.
That clip from
then.
This morning.
Yeah.
That clip from this morning.
That's right,
so
where the
funny.
Table came from.
Yeah, I've got half price.
Phil was on his high horse with her, but he came tumbling down as well, didn't he?
Well, he's going to rise again, though, with this book and everything coming out. He's going to slaughter the whole lot of them so he doesn't give out the secrets and everything. And he's going to rise.
He's coming for
by.
Holly, I'd say.
He's like Britney with that book. I ain't going to stay up all night to read that book. Me or Britney with the knives, lads, dancing during the week. The guards had to go to her house and everything. Have you seen it?
See, I think that was a bit like, look, she wasn't. Like, yeah,
I love
it.
They're fake.
It's
apparently
a bit queer
fake
her dance with the knives, which she mustn't do. Like,
oh, well, so I've a bit of knowledge because my other half, Richard, he was in the juggling society in college and he said that they had prop knives and yeah. that the prop knives are still made of metal and they still clang together. So he believes that the knives were in fact fake knives. So that's straight from the Maynooth juggling society expert Richard McConkie.
Kieran Mullooly, RT News.
She said that though, it's a war, but like I love her. I think she's brilliant because you know what, we're all like going, oh my god, look to Britney when she's losing it, like standing in the kitchen in a bikini, dancing, all this guy, I'm doing the moves here. But she like
she's not doing that different than a lot of people
it on stage,
doing, like, yeah.
And people paid to go see her, but now she's doing it in the comfort of her own home. We're all criticizing her. We're all criticizing her. Now, when she turned off the comments, I was kind of like, oh, Brittany, don't turn off the comments because they were like,
no, I just wish she'd get the extensions taken out and go for the long bob because she's just those stenos now. I tell you, they're very. Do you remember back in the day when the extensions came out first and the girl would have mousy brown hair and then she'd have these blonde, different texture, color. Clipping little ratty things hanging down. They're kind of gone like that.
I cut all my hair off in my leave insert. I got a proper bob.
You have a fine head of hair as well.
I have a fine head of hair. But I cut all of it off during my leave insert. I think I was having a bit of a meltdown during the...
I didn't. I shaved my head during COVID and I went to antidepressants.
But then I said to myself, oh, I hate my hair as a bob. So I went into hairspray and bought a load of fake extensions, clippings. But I bought curly ones and I have straight hair. Stupid. They're synthetic hair. I went and straightened them and I nearly melted them. But then I wore them anyway. So it literally looked like they had completely matted at the back of my head. It was horrendous. And I don't know why I went...
Have you any pictures of them? You may show us them. Do you say that as well? Like, you may.
You may.
It's really interesting. Or you may do that.
Yeah, or do you know what? Because I went to school in Tip. So I
did you, Roscrea?
No, Thurles.
Oh, Thurles.
So I have a bit of the tip twang in there. So I'd say pure and fair a lot, which is not necessarily...
Was it the Ursuline, was it?
No, the presentation. Oh, the present age. the farmer school.
Because of mine taught in there, I'll ask you after if you knew her.
Oh, okay. Someone taught me English or French or one of the other subjects I did.
No, what she teach? No, she's a vice principal in the Port Leash now, presentation Port Leash.
Oh, my God. But what was it? I can't remember what I was saying before that.
The synthetic hair matted the back of your head.
That's all, yeah. And yeah. I basically grown my hair and never cut it off again, I don't think.
Well, I'd say it did you well, that bit of a clip
a
back
of
then,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm lying, Ticking sorry. Time. I cut it all off again in 2017. I donated at that time, though, which makes more sense. Yeah.
But then I didn't
bother with the extensions that time. I just let it be short. But that, you know, it's I donated 17 inches of my hair.
17 inches?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were going
to say.
It was down to my arse.
It was
down
so
to your
long.
Hole.
And
it was
still, Rapunzel.
And it was still like just below shoulder length when I got rid of it. But because I'd been growing it and growing and growing. It was the year I did my master's and I don't think I had a haircut in 13 months.
Oh, jeez. You were low, are you then? Were
yeah.
You?
Yeah, probably was a bit. But anyway, that's the only two times I quit my ears.
Oh, we're going to go dark. No, what was that? Was that a depressing year, 2017?
Well, 2017? No, leaving search year was a tough year now. Very. Yeah. I was
do you mind
bad.
Me asking that you don't answer? What age are you?
29.
29, you don't look 29, I was actually thinking 25.
Jeez, thanks very much.
The alabaster skin.
Alan, would you ever?
I have to say.
What? Alabaster, what do you not know what that is?
No, we're not doing this again. Do you know what woke means?
Yeah.
Oh no, fuck, I'm going home.
Do you know what love in Dublin is?
Well, I'll go back to the skin for a second. I'm religious with SPF. That's my big tip. I've not gotten the Botox yet. But
well, you don't need it.
Well, maybe down the line.
Porcelain skin.
I'd love Botox.
Well, do you know what?
Get it.
I actually have one big regret in life. Mm. Exclusive here in the podcast. I got under eye filler when I was 25.
Stop.
Did you?
Now, didn't get it since.
Show me.
No, it's gone now, sure.
Oh, fuck.
But I remember at the time, I got fierce self-conscious. I was looking at all these gorgeous people on the internet and I was like, oh, my under eyes are
you
terrible.
You were influenced.
So I was about 25.
But your under eyes look great but there now. It's look all, at well, now.
But I got it done. And I, huge regret. And I'll tell you, it's, and I have this thing, I was saying, actually saying this to a friend of mine recently. I've nothing against self-improvement. We all do a little nip of a tuck. But my problem is, in this day and age, they're marketing it to particularly women younger and younger and younger. And this whole baby Botox thing. You're told at the age of 20, you need to have your face frozen because in case you get wrinkles. And I'm like, why not wait? Like, there's nothing. And if you want to do it, fine. But I'm also like, your prefrontal cortex is not even developed until you're 25. Like, don't be inject. I just have a real thing about it. Sorry, we're getting
but
very heavy
but
now.
It's a good thing, like, see, even like that Molly Mae when she won Love Island with Tommy or whatever, like, you know, she got it all took out.
Yeah.
And that was a good thing, but it's kind of like, look, you know, you probably got
it. She had a square old jaw. You probably got from it, didn't she?
It, probably influenced it into the face of a million young ones and now you're getting it took out.
But like, I just think, like, there's an awful pressure now because social media and everyone thinks everyone's doing it. And I'm like, I'm not against it. I'll probably get it for my wedding next year. Who knows? But I just don't think you should be getting it in your 20s.
Actually, I'll show you now when I come out of these. I need to keep these open to Q&A I done last night for our sayings and that. But I actually had an aesthetics company write to me last night and I was sitting on the toilet and when I was reading it, I'll show it to you.
Were you doing a number two?
I was like, no. I was like, I sit down, sitting on the toilet? It's a peace, Alan. It's fucking peace in the bathroom. You have two kids. It's peace. It's peace.
A treat.
A treat.
Yeah.
When you have two kids.
That's what Richard says when he has
I didn't know whether I was to be insulted or to be like, all right.
I wouldn't be insulted. They're just looking for people to partner up with, so it's not.
Yeah.
They're not saying you're bet down. Like they wouldn't pick anyone bet down because they want someone that's half decent.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you know? That's a compliment for me to you.
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't rare. It?
I think that's close.
You are not bet down, Kieran.
That's the closest thing of a compliment I think you've ever given.
I'm after getting a little shiver there up my spine.
You dirty bastard.
No, because you complimented me for once. I don't know, Jesus.
Yeah.
But come here. So where, I don't know, where are we going? We're having to stop chatting now since.
Talking about hair and fillers and Botox.
Yeah. Well, I got Botox.
Did you?
For my wedding. And I've had it a few times since. It's kind of gone out of me now. I get it every so often.
Oh, you have to be a lump in the forehead between the eyebrows.
The lump?
That's where it sits.
You have about six lines in your forehead any time you talk.
I know.
And you're talking about me having a lump.
But the only thing is, I remember Tom Jones on The Vice saying that basically your face is your journey. And every line is like something that's happened to you or blah, 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 blah. So like, why would you want to...
I also don't want to remember the random night in Coppers when I had to go home early because I was, had a few too many drinks.
And I don't want to remember wearing SPF in Santa Ponsa in 20s or whatever.
Did you get in your forehead?
Yeah.
And is it really weird to try and move your forehead then?
But you can't move it.
I know, but do you feel
it? Well, it's gone out of it now. I can move it now a little bit, but...
When did you last get, Alan?
3 months ago.
Okay. Could do a top up.
I'm truck a cooig now at the end of the week. Like,
are you?
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, would you now? No.
Wouldn't think it, no. Well, there you go, I'm sold. What was the stickiest company that got onto you?
Well, see, I don't drink either, like, and I give up the smokes a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah, they say that
the drinking is a devil.
And my parents look very young for their age.
Yeah, you're very like your father.
So, a bit of genes as well, but.
My father never drank. And he looks every day 71. God bless him.
What's you to put up with? Is there many more in family?
I'm only joking, Dad. They look great. I have three siblings. I have two sisters and a brother.
Okay.
And my eldest sister, she's very intelligent. So she kind of took the brunt of all that side of things. While the rest of us are kind of... Well, no, sorry. They're all smart too. I'm the messer. I'm the idiot. Like.
There's one in every family, though.
But my eldest sister, Anne, she's a barrister.
Ooh.
And she's like proper smart. And then I have my second sister Alice. She's a very funny girl who's more shy. And I have a brother. And
she's a bit wicked, is she, with her wit?
She cuts you in two, but she's in a funny way. Like, she's so her and I think it's because we shared a room as kids, and I think we're very similar now. As we,
is she tonguing her that would clip a ditch?
Oh,
that's my mother says that one.
Now, Alice, there you go. You've a tongue in you. But you know, it's so funny. I have three siblings and they're all named after my grandparents, right?
Okay.
So Granny Annie, after Aunt Anne. Granny Alice, Lord rest her, after Alice. Granddad John, after John. And then me, I'm named after a random winning street contestant from 1990.
Is it actually?
Yeah. I am not even
much
joking.
Much did the win?
So, I don't know. I think she was from Sligo. I don't even think she spun the big wheel.
Day of a reminder, though. Like, she was a winner. They won when they got you.
Well, I tell you the story.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Mam was pregnant with my brother at the time. And they were like, what do we call this one if it's a girl? Because there's no grannies left. Like, and they were watching Winning Streak. And he goes, oh, she's that's a lovely name, Mary Claire. And I actually guarantee her name was probably Marie Claire. Because they couldn't go that continental.
Is it Mary Claire?
No, it's Mary Claire. So that's Mary Claire. Mary Claire's too continental. That's too continental for a leash. But then anyway, John was
Mary is real. like, do you know, like, you ever have an aunt? Oh, there's Mary and Patricia.
Well, do you know what's funny? I have a cousin, Mary Claire, and I'm Mary Claire.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we're very original in our household. But John was born, named after Grandad John, and then four and a half years later, they still stuck with the random winning streak contestant. So in that time, they had every opportunity to read a baby book, and they said, no, we'll stick with Mary Claire from Sligo.
That's how we got born, names in baby books.
My sister's due her second now, a month or so. They're going around graveyards looking at names.
Alan, stop.
That's what a lot of people do.
Alan, stop. Because
all the old-fashioned names are in.
And also, they be less Alan, likely than anyone to be having their name around town.
Yeah. Because
they're already dead.
Yeah.
What's the first child called?
Gubnet.
Oh. Well.
Nora.
I was about to get
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nora's a nice name.
Yeah, it's a nice
bully. She'd be called Dora.
There'd be no bully in Nora. Oh, she'd be fucking clather anyone.
Which are Anne and Alice again to be kind of older names, and I think they're lovely. They're kind of timeless. Mm. I think timeless names are always a good shout. Like, I mean,
I like Isolde. I like that.
Isolde.
Now. Yeah.
Is that who's named that?
Do you remember Tristan and Isolde, that Irish fable?
Oh.
He was an English warrior and she was an Irish princess.
Enough. No, good luck, Alan.
She was an Irish princess.
I'm already married a Protestant.
Love.
Jesus Christ.
That was my whole stand-up set for 5 minutes.
Has he road frontage? You now are mad for road frontage.
He's from a chicken farm or an egg farm up in Monaghan.
Got
a few buck-bucks.
Could call a child buck-buck. Men buck-buck, will ya?
He's from an egg farm up in Monaghan, but he works in finance.
Isn't that mad, an egg farm, like?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, like some operation up there with the...
It's finance though, like, you know, like, remember that TikTok video that went around when people asked question about, I'm an accountant. I'm an accountant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is he like a finance cover up, like he's a mule or a juggle order?
He's Richard's too good,
He's the real job.
Oh, like, watch now.
He has the proper finance. 9 to 5 and he works in he's kind of like a data business analyst type of thing. Oh. Yeah, so he works as like, he works.
Oh, shortage of a few pound there, I tell you.
Well, at least one of us has a real job, as I say. One of us is going to be able to pay the mortgage.
I asked Richard to come in, he said no.
Where is he?
He's gone off tipping away in the car.
Okay.
I was too afraid to drive.
Oh, you're too posh to drive.
I only got my license.
You're too big now to drive, so yeah, you're a chauffeur.
My head is so massive, it won't fit in the car. I have to put the seat back. But I only got my license 3 months ago.
No way.
Yeah,
well, driving around Dublin now.
Driving around Dublin. Now, I have no problem driving on the motorway because it's straight
down. Oh, it's handy.
But I hate junctions. I hate coming off the motorway.
No. Do you know where you need to avoid? The Walkinstown roundabout.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
There's about 20 roads coming off it and you nearly need to close your eyes and go through it because it's awful. You need to avoid the quays.
Yeah.
Don't drive up around the quays, especially on the side when you're going up towards the Borgosh or the convention centre. That's lethal. Yeah. Doggy dog. Where else do you need to avoid?
I didn't even drive 15 minutes up the road to here, so I say there's no fear of me going into the quays.
No, but sometimes you find yourself in there all of a sudden.
I know, true.
I work up by Christchurch, so I'm always spinning around in there, and it's not a pleasant place.
It's not simple.
And I grew up in Port Leash, where the most roundabouts per capita in any place in the world.
Oh my God.
I made that up.
When I worked in sports direction, I used to go in, say, down by Supermax, and then
it's one of the best big roundabouts in the country.
It is, actually. Yeah.
Down by the Abbeyleaks roundabout.
And you'd go up the amount of fucking ramps. There's a ramp after ramp. You'd be up and you'd be awake by the time you get to the shop, like, because you'd just be hitting your head.
You'd be loving the bit up and down, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
loving it.
Yeah.
I was going to say flat out, but actually the opposite of that. Sorry, I keep chucking nonsense. You have questions you want to ask me there. I want to let you.
No, I think we've done the culture sayings throughout. Have we?
Yeah, but if you have a few,
There's actually one there, like you set a teeth and you chew an apple through a letterbox. I just have to say that's not true because I have the band and I can't eat apples unless they're cut up. So you definitely wouldn't eat a chew an apple.
As my father would say now, if someone, you'd be walking by and just someone would be looking at you kind of like this, but don't be looking at me with those teeth. Do you know? Or like, he'd say...
Alan,
well,
there's one for you.
Stop interrupting for a minute.
I hate me on Mickey.
Why are you saying that about me?
No, it's just because
I'm so fond of myself. If you're down there, I would. But most men would. Would you not give a go yourself?
You'd have to get the bottom ribs took out. But is that Marilyn Manson or something?
That's an urban legend. Googled it one night out of curiosity. Apparently it is an urban legend.
So he didn't get his ribs taken out because he took himself off.
Listen.
Well, you'd have to ask him that.
Yeah.
Seemingly he was very bad at coercive and all that and... He's a bit of a dirt bird.
Dita came out,
didn't she, and said a few bits.
Yeah, and also his... I'm so bad at names.
Who's Dita?
Dita Von Teese.
His ex came out as well.
You're Dita Van Dyke.
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you thinking Dick Van Dyke?
You thinking of something from Pornhub, are you?
Dick Van Dyke. But come here.
That's off in your cough now, didn't it?
No, it didn't, Alan. It did. I'm going to go on because I'm trying to keep us on track here, Alan, because we're flying it. Because we're flat out talking the whole hour. This could go on for 2 hours. Like, your man could be sitting outside in the car.
You're looking at an imaginary clock over there in my kitchen.
I tell you.
Just relax.
Agony uncles and agony aunts.
Relax. You're jumping.
I'm not. Well, after doing the two culty sayings, Alan, we've to cover this topic, agony uncles and agony aunts. Because it's part of the podcast.
Relax. So
oh, yeah, this is called Two Cultures.
Oh, my God. You're so ornate. That drives me mental when someone says that to me. Relax. Does it drive you mad? And someone's like, relax.
Yeah. No, because she's always relaxed, though. So no one says it to her.
What's wrong with you? None. Do you know, sure?
How's on at you?
What's wrong with you?
And you know when someone said, or when you're really high energy,
yeah,
and someone kind of almost goes, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, biles my blood.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. I'm better than I'm okay. Super. I'm flying.
I usually say not a bother better than you.
That's a good one. I want
hit
to
them
that
with a fucking in the fucking crawl.
Yeah. That rots me when people are like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
I think when you're very high energy in general, and people are just not able for it. It's just like I had a friend once in college. We're actually the best of friends now, but when she first met me, she didn't know what to make of me, and she actually said to me once, "I'm going to have to go into the other room because you're giving me a headache." I'm not joking. But we're best friends now. She'll be at the wedding next year, and
she's taking small doses.
Yeah,
does
but
she,
no,
at
but I think
start
at the time, she didn't know what to make of me, but then I think I had a bit of, I was a bit infectious towards her, and by the end of it, we were all mad.
You were high dough.
We shared a house for the last 2 years of college, like this absolutely mouldy place beside DCU, and it was a wreck, but it was great, and we lived like gremlins, but it was brilliant. Oh, it was so fun.
That's where you bond.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit of mould up in the corner.
The Coke Zero was repeating on me.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
It's a bit gassy, isn't
it? Use the fizzy drink, the minerals. Yeah.
Why is
have you a mineral?
I told him a gas woman, but I didn't mean that now.
Your gas, what is cylinder?
Yeah. Oh my God, that reminds me.
It's like when someone, when they fart, or this, as we used to say, let off. Like it's better an empty house than a bad lodger.
My father always says, if you fart, a farting horse, the horse, the hire. Here's the saying for you. I have no idea what it even means, but farting horse, the hire. And then I asked him one time, what does it mean? Does it mean the horse can jump quicker? And then you just go,
Stop asking questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you bring anything to the table this week, Alan, and your agony uncles?
No, because I brought the last few weeks now with the good ones, so.
I put up an old Q&A box last night and I loved these. This woman, she was like, you can see your name there. So you can. She was like, how to tell my ex to feck off and leave me alone. He's bitter I dumped him and is verbally abusive. That's a needle. Who criticizes everything I do with our kids.
Does the needle mean prick?
That's a prick. I was wondering why she put in a needle.
You're sharp. That law degree got you far.
Not as sharp as the needle.
What I'd say, geez, that's a hard one. See, where kids are involved, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
Give him one of yours. I'm grand. Give him one of the patented Alan,
maybe stick him with a needle.
No, not after the week what happened in the news. Now, I don't want to be saying that, you know.
Oh yeah,
down your neck of the woods. It's an awful story.
Sad. Yeah, so it's awful. Like, but look, it's a funny old world we're in at the minute.
Yeah, a lot of violence around, isn't there? Crazy. Up in the streets there in Dublin and everything.
A lot of people have been saying it, and like, I you wouldn't be going in at night time by yourself. No. I don't think anymore.
It's mad. It's gone like that,
though,
isn't it?
It is.
But lads, I genuinely think it's anywhere. I actually brought the dogs for our walk last night, and in behind the Protestant church in Kinnity, there's actually a pyramid. There's an actual Egyptian pyramid in Kinnity.
Well, I don't know, is it actually Egyptian?
No, it is. There's people in it and everything buried. Honest to God, they travelled, they loved Egypt or something. You can Google
it. But it's not like...
And if you look down on it, it's in like the shape of a key and all this kind of stuff, like the whole site. Yeah, Google it, honest to God. That Aaron travelled was actually only down there recently. Kinnity Egyptian pyramid, yeah. But I used to always go into it, but last night there was no light on it. But I walked in as far as the back of the Protestant church because there was trees and I was like, maybe I'm missing the light, you know, that kind of way. So I walked in to do
that. In a spiritual sense.
I was actually like, do you know what? I don't think, I was like, you're stupid. Like, you know, kind of way. I don't think, because you just don't know who's around at the minute.
Oh, Jesus, like, look at this.
Yeah, there you go now, look. There's people. And they say if you run around it three times backwards and make a wish.
No, I wouldn't be doing anything like that. You'd be drawing evil spirits.
Or is it run around three times or something? Do you know that kind of
thing? Especially not in the spooky months.
That's like 2 minutes walk from my house, Alan.
Wow.
You can stay there if you come down. It's lovely. God. It's actually really cool.
That's mad. I never, I never heard that before.
They could do a clean if there's a bit of moss.
Oh my god, there's people buried inside it, right?
And buried.
Buried inside it.
Buried.
And the last one to go into it had to like literally bring herself in to die and lock it behind her.
Stop.
That's a load of bollocks.
No, it's not. It's true. It's true. She literally, she's like, right, I'm ready to die now. And she walked.
When was this?
She walked, hundreds of years ago.
She walked in,
locked the door and went off, lay down. They've all the jewellery and everything inside.
What, Alan?
And there's only one key.
That sounds like an awfully lot of shite.
That's why awfully is right.
Only come for an hour before. What's
in Leash? You don't have the pyramid.
No, we've the Round Tower at Timahoe. We've Emo Court, Ballyfin House.
Yeah. The Dunamore Work Museum.
We've Haywood Gardens.
We have
Castle Duro.
We've Glampin now as well.
Yeah, we do.
I know. I have to say,
we
I
used to have a bit of a beach in Port Ireland.
And they're making a new beach in Earl.
Oh, are they?
They're making
that place.
The man made beach.
Murdering. Yeah. I used to get Leash.
And we've got the Rock of Dunamaze.
Oh, the Rock of Dunamaze.
Oh, yeah. That's lovely. It's literally it is a fucking
rock. And we had a film shot in Dunamore. Remember that?
Oh, we did.
About the young fellow who saw Mary.
That's a you making that place.
No, no. There was a film shot years ago. I wasn't even born yet. And I remember my dad, he used to be a fireman in the fire brigade years ago, and they took the fire engine down to make fake rain and everything. And what was this called? All Things Bright and Beautiful, was that it?
Oh, I'm not sure.
But a young fellow who saw Mary, the Virgin Mary.
Into the West, with the Port Ireland. I nearly saw
the Virgin Mary during the week when the deer jumped out in front of me, I tell you. So I did nearly seen Mary, Jesus, their God's whole shebang.
R.I.P. to Bambi.
Shebang. Yeah. Bang. If I had a tenner every time you said shebang, I'd be very well.
Literally,
off,
blink of an eye, lads. Life flashed before me this week.
Well, I hope you weren't speeding.
No, I wasn't. I was on the way back to work.
Oh, very good.
Oh, Lord bless us and save us.
I'm only after getting actually invited back into my family WhatsApp group last week. Did me over for nearly 11 months.
Jesus, dare I ask why?
We won't go there. So we want four sisters. And they actually, I won't even go there. But, Airtel, remember Airtel on the TV?
Yeah.
RTE will close Airtel next week after over 3 decades in service. I didn't even know
it
was going.
Closed already.
And my sister wrote in and she's like, remember the games you could play in it? No. On Airtel.
Couldn't you play ping pong? The one that
where they're eating. Pac-Man, is there something like that? What's that?
Jesus, I don't even remember.
See, because you're a bit older than us now, so we probably wouldn't remember.
Same age,
no, you're older
35.
Than me. I'm not 35 yet.
You're 35 on Friday.
Yeah.
And I am 35.
Yeah, so you're a year older than me. Like, and you're an old... Yeah, well, geez, we know that.
Well,
you could go burrowing in that forehead, Mike, couldn't you? It's like an old bog.
But at least 35 is more like an awfully 24. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have the same sun exposure.
His forehead is reminding me of the ploughing championships.
Were you ever
all
in the
furrows.
Prison in Portlaoise?
Never. No,
oh,
thank God.
I did the school tour. Remember we done the school tour
in Portlaoise prison?
In Portlaoise prison.
Just didn't know they did school
we
tours.
We didn't do that.
She was in secondary school. She probably didn't need a tour of it.
What would I be doing in the prison?
It was terrifying. I remember I couldn't wait to get out of it. It was really, really bad.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, like, because...
I think everyone should visit
it. You drive by it and you're like, it's a full on, like... There's a big prison in the middle of the town. Like, it's just...
There's two there now.
Is there?
You have the Portlaoise prison and the Midlands prison just side by side. So Portlaoise prison is the old one with the turrets. And that was the most maximum secure prison in Europe for years. And that has more the IRA people in the Midlands one than has the kind of the paedophiles and the sexual offenders in there. And they have other types in it. Yeah. And there's a bit of an open prison there as well.
It's crazy.
Well, actually, that's right. Because I remember when we were in school, we used to Google Maps the prison, and the top of it's actually blurred out for security reasons. They couldn't see, because you know you could do street view or you could do over the head view on Google Maps. It's all blurred because of case escape artists.
Right? It's mad.
So there in Portlaoise, you have the two prisons, the psychiatric hospital and then the general hospital, or the Midlands Regional Hospital, and they call it the Golden Mile.
Yeah,
the Golden Mile because all the jobs.
Oh.
All the what?
All the jobs.
Right, yeah.
And then you have the Department of Agriculture there as well in Portlaoise.
That's right.
Would you like to move back to Portlaoise?
Oh yeah, I'd live there. Lovely.
You'd have a shop out all night. God forgive me.
I don't think I'll ever go back to Leash because my other half's from Monaghan.
So you'd always have to go halfway.
I think somewhere like Meath would be the fair thing. Like Dublin is halfway at the moment for us, but I don't think
you'd have no business in Meath. Come here,
I can see you on the chicken farm though, doing your reels and your sketches and all that kind of stuff.
Oh jeez, I wouldn't. It's like a proper industrial business. It's an industrial setup. Like you wouldn't.
I'd still get a bit crack out of it though.
The free range side is fun though, because we used to have a few chickens growing up. My granny Alice used to have a few pullets every so often. We get them, and my job was to go and find all the eggs because I'd lay them anywhere. So I used to go through the straw and the hay and everything.
I actually have a really weird story about chickens. Go on.
Did you kill one before?
Where we grew up is down the lane, like, and it was like, and I remember there was this weirdo that used to always come around the house, and it was only a couple of years after Daddy was dead. And like, he used to always come around the house. And do you know what he done one night? Now, we all know who it is, like, and he was caught and all that kind of stuff and everything. But we had chickens, say about 10. I don't know the exact number, but it was more than 10. He killed them all and hung them out of the clothesline.
What the clock?
I know, we woke up and they were all hanging out of the clothesline.
Oh my lord.
Who? Someone near
local,
you?
Yeah.
Like, and why did he do why? It? Did something get you?
I think he was just mad after Mammy, to be honest.
Well, that's not the way of getting
No, it's not. Sure,
you can get into Mammy's knickers that way.
Yeah, she left him hanging.
Well,
do you still see him around the place?
Yeah.
Would he be listening to the podcast?
Probably.
What, do you have a few words to say to him? Man, do you forgive him? I forgive you. Say
I
that.
I don't want to forgive you.
Why would you not forgive him?
Why would you forgive him?
I have never.
I can carry a...
Oh, you're very bitter, aren't you?
I'll bring it to the grave with me. You don't forgive. You forget, but you don't forgive.
I'd forgive.
No, you forget, but you don't forgive.
I've never heard the likes of that in my life.
I know, yeah. That's true now. That's Bible. My sister's probably like, you're much the end of the podcast, but I'll probably be thrown out of the group now again.
Add me into that group there. Oh! Hello.
I added you into my channel this week and you were as boring.
Oh, I hate the broadcast channels. I'm actually very bored.
I want to bleach out of it now because you were so bored.
Your broadcast channel is Jesus, bore you to tears.
Have you the broadcast channel?
I do, and I don't. Today I posted in it for the first time in a while, and I just said,
It's handy if you have links and stuff, because I find I have 3.7 in it. Like, I have 102,000 followers, so 3,700 in the channel. So like, they're kind of like the ones that really want to know your stuff, like, you know, that kind of way, and really follow you. Like, so if you have a link for a special code or something before you put it up on your website or that, like, or on your Instagram, like,
that's
you know,
a sensible thing to do. Yeah. I posted a video of myself eating soup today and went, I have soup. And that's all I said. And I probably won't post it again for 2 weeks.
No, the broadcast channels now didn't really take off. You stop putting your phone
on.
Sorry,
I'm going to take you out of my group now. Sorry, I'm Alan.
Yeah, could you not wait till after we've finished recording in the broadcast studio?
Well, speaking of chickens and deers, I'll tell you a story about my pet lamb, will I?
Yeah.
Go on. I had a pet lamb as
so
well.
So we are from a dairy farm and dairy and beef. So we had a neighbour up the road who used to keep sheep. And the odd time when, you know, the mother would reject the lamb and he wouldn't have the time to be feeding it, they might give it to us. So my brother got one year, and then another year they gave us two. And I was the youngest, so I never got a lamb. And in this particular year, he gave us four lambs. And this was unbelievable, because that means I finally got my own lamb. So I named her Colleen because it was girl and Irish and it was easy to remember. And then I bottle fed her every day. It was super, super nice. Anyway, then came to Easter and she tasted nice as well.
She was on the table.
But you know what? I remember when I worked in a restaurant before
from
when I was younger.
From farm to fork.
Yeah, literally. From bottles.
And did you know you were eating at the time? And did you feel bad?
No, I got €100 as well.
Oh, stop. No, but you know what? When you're cooking lamb, did you ever go into a carvery or that, like, it smell of piss?
No, what?
Smell of piss.
I used to always say it when I worked in a restaurant before.
The lamb smells like piss.
And I used to always say, oh, this lamb on today, smell of piss. Oh, Jesus.
She's weren't eating good lamb.
No, I wouldn't.
Lamb is one of my favourite.
You know what you need to do when you're having lamb? You need to bottle feed it for a year. Get to know it. Get to know its fears and its likes and its loves. And then,
I see all the animal activists now coming after.
I think I'm going to go off bacon soon because.
Oh yeah, you could do that.
That might look. Excuse you now, I'm very svelte.
pigs are very intelligent.
My lovely horse rescue, they have my lovely pig rescue, and they're very intelligent, loving animals. And
pigs?
They're very. They kind of. Did you see that video? There was a pig that was on its last legs, had a heart condition, and was in the kind of a farm recovering. And it had taken an awful turn. And then they were like, right, the owner who had him for years, they gave him a call to say the final goodbyes. He went over to the pig, started down talking. Next minute, the pig's tail started going mad. The pig then got a second wind, got up, started licking your man, the farm or whatever. Yeah. Then he kind of came back to life and was great again. And just the pure joy seen in the poor little crater pig. They're very harmless old creators.
They did frighten me, to be honest.
They learn tricks and commands, and they can understand language more so than a dog.
Babe. Pigs, dolphins, and a few other
pig and
most.
City. Remember him?
Oh, Babe was my dad's favorite film.
Yeah, it was a really good film.
He doesn't watch movies. He doesn't like anything that's not real. But every Christmas he watches Babe. But then last year it wasn't on, so we put on Charlotte's Web for him instead.
Oh, that's good.
My Jesus, he loved that too.
Yeah, it's good.
Actually, getting with a pig, he's well into it now.
What else is there with a pig? Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where your man wears the pig mask.
Might steer clear that one.
That's
from
real
now.
Though.
Might be a bit much for him.
Do you know in The Purge? It's in the ones in the one to wear the pig mask.
Purge,
the Purge.
Oh,
again, I think Matt would probably prefer the more kind of gentle side of pig. pig content rather than that now. I think, I'll ease him into that maybe over the next couple of Christmases. I don't know, God bless him.
Give him a few
whiskeys.
Well,
do you not watch Harry Potter now on Christmas Day?
Give him a few whiskeys for the purge.
He's a man of few words, but when he does watch things, every so often you hear him go, Jesus, what's that? What are you doing that for? And like, God, by God. His favourite thing is, by God. Is that very unreal or you know, he leaves you in disbelief. He just says,
a bit unbelievable.
By God. Look at that. By God. But he doesn't understand TikTok at all because obviously half my content is about the farm and about him and stuff like that. Sure, he doesn't get it at all.
Does he watch it?
Well, I showed him.
I don't think he has his own TikTok account.
No,
does
and
he
doesn't believe it at all. But the people in the creamery, to be saying it to him.
The creamery.
And he pretends he doesn't. And then he comes home to
he loves it.
He comes home to Mammy Beeman. You never get to touch me in the creamery. Yeah. He saw me the thing in the yoke and online and on the phone. And Mammy said he'd be grinning from ear to ear. But if he said it to him in person, that's only old shy.
Yeah.
And my mother was the same though. I did a video a while ago where I was
I saw that one at the table
acting like an influencer down home, and then Mam were having great crack, and then I made the video and I said, are you okay for me to post it? And she's like, go on, just show it up. And then it started doing quite well, and then she's in the kitchen, she's like, why are you, send me that link to that old yoke, let me see it again. And I heard her in the kitchen because I could hear the music of the server over and
it's
over,
it's on repeat,
and then kicker was the she was down in Super Valley the next day and someone came over to her and said, Jesus, Claire, I see you do a great dinner. And she was beaming. Because she did the lamb and the chicken for the day we were home. Two meats.
She cute whore though. She knew what she was doing.
And she was, and then some other guy who used to do silage on the farm years ago commented on TikTok, said, Jesus, Claire always did a great dinner. And I told her, and she was like, I remember that fella. He was a lovely, well-mannered chap.
They love it. They absolutely love it.
My parents now aren't on Instagram or Facebook at all. No. Really? They're young enough now. They're early 60s. Okay. But they wouldn't know the secret. Oh, don't be putting up your business now.
It is
that.
Addictive though, lads. Like, my screen time is crazy.
Oh, mine's not. Bad. What would your screen time be?
It could be 8 hours a day.
8 hours?
Yeah, the same.
Oh, mine wouldn't be that high now.
I'm trying to reply to messages. I can't keep up with them.
So I use it for email and I use it for my other work. Same. Because I run a couple accounts as well. So between my own stuff, the other stuff, and then just doom scrolling.
But I suppose I'm on the laptop 8 hours a day. So that's the same. Yeah. Do you know, like, so I'll
be on, but so much weeks can be so, like, when you're saying that you're running multiple accounts, that can be so overwhelming some weeks.
Yeah, like, I'm actually, so I was running
overwhelmed
two accounts on my own, but I'm down to one. I work with one brand now. They're kind of my main retainer. I've worked with them since May of 2021, and I really like working with them, so I'm going to continue working with them indefinitely. But I don't think I'm going to take any more, because I just, then you won't have time for your own stuff.
I know.
You take over my page.
I would love if you could get someone to just help with messages, because I feel I actually do feel bad and rude not writing back to people.
I'm very bad for checking my DMs because I get very overwhelmed if I've not messages, so I'm actually really bad. So what I'll do is every so often I might do a big blanket reply, and then I realise that someone messaged me 4 weeks ago and I'm replying to them. I'm like, I look like a weirdo.
Here I am now stalking you.
When I used with Love Island commentary, like, I wouldn't get many messages usually day to day, but then I used to get like just some evenings you could get up to 500, do you know, like in the space of the hour and a half with it, and you'd be rattled going up into the bed because you'd be trying to write everyone. Fucking, you know, and then you'd be only giving an hour love heart to someone.
Jesus, you won't feel that coming back around again now.
Oh no, I think I've.
I think they need to come up with a quicker way to, because, like, just so, I know this sounds so lazy for anyone listening, but, like, you know, you have to click into the message in request, then press accepted, and then
general or primary.
There's so many steps to actually before you even reply. Do you know that kind of way? That I'm like, do you need to just make it quicker? Do you know that kind of way? Because it's good to engage your audience, obviously, and all that kind of stuff. And to write back to people. But that's one thing I would love, if I could have somebody, even like, do you know, just to write back to people.
ChatGPT.
Do you know?
ChatGPT. Thank you.
But they wouldn't get the colloquialisms. Do you know what I mean?
No, but just being mannerly. Like, do you know that kind of way? Like, do you know? Because a lot of messages could be just like, you're very funny, or this or that. Like, just going, thanks a million. That's a
thanks a million.
Thanks thousand.
Thanks.
Thanks thousand.
Thanks mil.
Thanks
thousand.
I know what it is. I know. I'm the same, because I get very overwhelmed by the DMs. I'm very bad for checking it. I could go months without checking my DMs, which is very bad, because then I sometimes have brands
with
reaching
TikTok
out to me.
Would you have a lot of messages on?
You can have that disabled. So I would just, because I think I prefer to keep public comments on TikTok. I try to reply to people on TikTok a lot, and I try to go live the odd time as well and talk to people. But I think
TikTok scares me.
Yeah, I started TikTok and that was my number one for a while. And I'm kind of moved back over to Instagram again. I don't know. I prefer
brands as well. Prefer Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Money comes from Instagram.
But
I find
people are more like I'm on TikTok. My audience is quite young, whereas Instagram they're my age. True. So I feel like I'm kind of at a stage now because I'm talking more about the wedding and stuff next year and all that kind of thing.
Do you think you nearly need to, like, obviously some videos can sit in both, but you nearly have to have a strategy for either?
I think a lot of TikTok, Instagram is kind of 30 plus.
Yeah.
I really do.
My biggest bracket would be 25 to 34 on Insta. But then on TikTok, it's 13 to 17, I think, or the youngest. Yeah, because again, it would be a lot. There's some stuff I post anything at all on TikTok, but I'd only post certain stuff on Instagram. Because there's certain trends that just wouldn't make sense. And there's a big trend right now on TikTok where someone will post on a video that's very TikTok-y and go, lol, post this on Instagram Reels, because the joke is they won't get it.
I don't get that one. Do you know you want it on the train?
Oh, I love that.
What do you mean? Girl? Oh, I love her.
She's the model.
What do you do? You just literally...
No, she started it. Did we do it? No,
we didn't have to do one tonight.
Go on, the Lewis.
No, I'm not doing that in the kitchen.
No, okay.
She's got a deal now with Boss and she's got a load of brand deals and they're all Sestra getting her to do it.
But it's just, it can happen so instantly, like how it can just literally, it's why there's just stay going, stay like.
But people
climbing.
Were saying she's a very kind of Gen Z creator and people are obsessed with her on TikTok. She's gotten really positive feedback on TikTok. Then when she started posting stuff on Instagram, people were so negative. I do find sometimes for...
The millennials are sour.
Yeah, it's not even the millennials. I think it's more like Gen Xers and boomers don't like the kind of owning it, having the crack, just being fun for the sake of fun thing. Whereas on TikTok, people love that stuff. They really embrace it. But I don't think it's as...
Would you be Gen Z or are you still a millennial? Well, you're a millennial. You're just in by the skin of your teeth.
So apparently I'm a zillennial. So anyone born from...
Do you not know what a millennial is?
I don't know what Gen Z is.
You don't know
I was watching Sex Education the other night and they were really... It's season 4. We're finished now. Highly recommend it. It's absolutely brilliant.
I know. I went to Catholic school now.
There was so many... Is it pronouns? And I was just... Me and Orna were looking at each other on the couch and Orna was like to me... What? And I said, I can't explain. Do you know?
Well, I'll tell you. Gen Z... Millennial. If I'm a zillennial, as I am born from 94 to 97, is a zillennial.
Okay, I'm not.
Because you're too young to be a millennial or too old to be a Gen Z.
Yeah, so you're kind of bridging the gap.
So what am I then if I'm Z?
You're millennial.
It's that where we are, millennial.
Fully fledged, yeah.
Well, millennial was always like the cool millennials back in the day.
Yeah, millennial has a nice ring to it.
Millennial is, I think, you've the best of both worlds. You're kind of, well, you don't understand this now, but you're woke, but you're not too woke. You're not millennial.
No one could actually even explain to me when I put it up what woke is. One creator wrote to me and she was like, it's awake. And I said, no, it's not.
Woke is being kind of like with a political mindset, politically correct mindset. So where you're kind of like... You're open to social issues and you know them and you kind of So when it comes to the pronouns and all that, you'd be very...
I'd be woke.
Yeah, I think the word
you're
woke,
not woke.
The word woke has been weaponized a little bit. Like, I don't want to say that word, but word weaponized, but like, I feel like people love to use it as an all encompassing term of like,
snowflakes.
It's like, oh yeah, go on, you're woke, you're snowflake. Where it's like half of what people being called woke, they're not even being woke. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people just love to, they love to just throw the term out there to a catch all. Do you know what I mean?
Well, lads,
so you're not woke because you don't know what it is.
I'm woke after that podcast, to be honest.
You're bait.
I'm woke after it.
You're broke up. I'm wired now after the Coke Zero.
Oh, you'll be Richard.
She'll be like a ping pong ball now on the way home.
I'll be burping out the window the whole way there.
Riften.
burping or farting. It'll come out anyway.
Thanks very much for having you on. We could have you on for another hour.
Absolutely. I'll come back again.
We'll have to get tickets for any of your shows because I'm sure you're going to have multiple shows or something. I can see it in the pipeline.
I can see it.
If the two Colchis ever go on the road now, you'll have to come on board.
MC.
Yeah, we'll have to have it unleashed.
I can see your shows.
We'll see. I think the stand-up world is a scary one. I'm literally only starting off. I was supposed to have my last show last week. I was supposed to have my first show last week and it got cancelled because of the rain.
We all start somewhere.
So we'll see. Watch the space. Exactly. Watch the space.
But come here. This kind of thing I like doing, Alan, just really like it. But if you were to leave the listeners with like positive core or something positive, like, or you know, just your thing, Alan, don't be rolling those big eyes.
Oh yeah.
What would you leave them?
Be jealous. You're very jealous.
No, I love something inspirational.
That's lovely. Well, in the words of my father, Matt Fitz, I'll
see you
going
now.
Then we will
walk
up the road and
tell
all the best now. God bless you.
That's time. Walk. Good luck. Come here. Thanks so much. Thanks a million. Good luck.
Thanks very much. Bye. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be out every Wednesday on all platforms.
Won't be out. The podcast will be out every
Wednesday. We'll be out on the podcast.
And will we get number one this season?
Which is your obsessed number one. Anyway, make sure to listen and share and like and rate.
It gets number one.
Because it really gets us up higher on the podcast platform.
Thanks so much. Make sure to tell everybody and we really appreciate you.
Thanks a million.
Have I to do you again next week?
You're not doing me, you're recording the podcast.
Yeah, doing it like next week.
Be careful with your words.
Oh, good luck, lads. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for tuning in. Actually, look, it's all about engagement, isn't it? And views.
This episode is brought to you by the Palladio Door Collection.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.